calling all detectives. When a stock company put on a performance of Shakespeare, there was one added scene not in the script. That is the situation on this page from my casebook, the casebook of Jerry Browning, private detective. It isn't often that a private detective like me, Jerry Browning, catches a criminal in the act. It was intermission time for the Barnstormers, a summer stock company that rented a big rambling granary about 30 miles out of town. Lieutenant Dawson, Russell Gilliland, the police medical examiner, and I were there because Doc's niece was making her debut. But Gilliland was unhappy. Jerry, tell me honestly, do you like this Shakespearean stuff? I knew what was bothering Doc. The Barnstormers were doing Hamlet, and Nancy Gilliland was just one of the ladies of the court. Don't worry, Doc. Nancy may have only a walk-on bit tonight. Next production, she'll probably be the star. The intermission was over. We went back to our seats. The fifth act of Hamlet began. It started with the celebrated graveyard scene. But when the body of the fair Ophelia was supposed to be brought in, the show did not go on. Finally, an embarrassed director stepped to the front of the improvised stage.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Gilliland hurried toward the stage. 10 minutes later, he was back again. Everything's okay. Marla Scammon, the wife of the director, got hysterical. Screamed that acting a corpse meant she'd be a real one. I gave her a sedative. She's sound asleep. And Nancy's going out in her place. Watch. On the way home, we kidded Doc about deliberately putting the star to sleep so his niece would get her chance to shine. But by the next afternoon, it was no laughing matter. I picked up a newspaper. The front page was plastered with pictures of Marla Scammon. She had suddenly and completely disappeared. After a performance of a summer stock company, I learned that the leading lady had vanished mysteriously. I walked into Dawson's office.
Sheriff of Clifford County just called. Those Barnstormers are driving him wacky. I told him we'd help out in the investigation, seeing as how those folks are really all from town here. Come on, Jerry, I need you. Doc, too.
By daylight, the old granary looked decidedly unpleasant, and the woods behind it seemed eerie and menacing. We walked up the path and into a mob scene. No wonder Sheriff Crager had called for help. The whole company in general, and Clement Scammon in particular, were giving him a hard time.
Why don't you do something? Instead of annoying the talent with your stupid, meaningless questions, why don't you consult with the Mexican authorities? My wife often threatened to go there to get a divorce. I've told you everything I know, so stop interfering. I've got a rehearsal scheduled.
Great guy. Dawson was going into a slow burn.
Now, you look here, Scammer. That's no way to talk to an officer of the law. It's certainly no way to talk about the lady who is your wife. As a matter of fact, I think you're doing all this shouting because you know more than you're letting on about her disappearance.
Scammon's face went livid, but he managed to get control of himself.
That's absurd, Lieutenant. However, I am sorry about my outburst. I'm agitated. You understand.
We understood all right. And we understood a whole lot more as soon as Scammon walked away and we had a chance to talk to the members of the cast.
Scammon's a heel. Marla had a lot of money when he married her. It's all gone now.
Yeah. You know what the rest of us think? We're sure that Scammon did kill her. This disappearance routine is so much hoopla. He took Marla home after the doctor gave her that medicine. That's the last anyone saw of her. There was a lot more of same. Then Nancy Gilliland gave her testimony. She said that just a few days before, Scammon had asked her if she'd marry him, if he were free of Marla. And when Nancy had given him an indignant refusal, Scammon had said she'd feel differently when the time came. And perhaps that wasn't too far off. When Dawson heard that, things started happening. Scammon was locked up. A thorough search was made of his apartment. The granary was gone over from floor to rafters. Even the woods behind the theater were dug up. But there wasn't a trace of the missing Marla or her body. Doc Gilliland tried to make an example of it to Nancy. See, honey, real life's more dramatic than the stage. Forget all that Hamlet play within a play nonsense.
Doc, you don't know it, but I think you've shown us how to crack this case. Nancy, you assemble the entire cast while I clear the idea with Dawson and the sheriff.
Dawson and Crager went for it, and an hour later, Scammon swaggered into the granary.
Where's everybody?
Oh, around. The only reason I didn't leave when the cops did is because I happen to be wacky about the theater.
Yeah, once the bug bites, you're a goner.
Well, I guess now I can go back to turning out some decent productions.
Sure.
Your troubles are over. Marla's already out of hiding. Scammon's eyes went wide.
She is? I mean, that's wonderful.
Just then, a couple of actors happened to spot us.
Hey, Scammon! Congratulations, we just saw Marla, didn't we, Emery?
I'll say. And boy, that disappearing act did her a world of good. She came in about 15 minutes ago looking like a million. She didn't want to waste any time talking, just headed for the dressing room and got into her Ophelia costume. She's in the woods now, practicing. Look, you can see her from here.
Scammon looked, saw the slender figure declaiming to the trees.
It is Marla.
Why, of course. Want to go out there and greet her?
No, I'll wait here for her. You know how it is. Actresses hate to be disturbed in their lines. However...
I get it. You'd like us all to clear out.
Yeah, for the big reunion scene. Let's go.
Everybody left then, but no one went far. We drove into the lane that led to the highway, then we scrambled up a hill to watch the big finale. We saw the lone figure emerge from the woods, pause as if she'd suddenly realized it was her husband waiting for her at the granary, and then we saw her break into a run. That was the signal. I got into the back entrance of the granary almost as soon as Dawson and the sheriff's man. Scammon had already pushed aside the last row of seats and was digging frantically under the floor. Sure. There was a false flooring there. And beneath it, a well-hidden trap door. There we found the evidence. Marla's body. Scammon had to dig it up, just to reassure himself that she really was dead. Yeah? Our play within a play worked. It turned up a missing body and a murderer. It worked wonders on Nancy Gilliland, too. Her role as the missing Marla was her last. Now she's enrolled in a business college. Like I said, when you can catch a criminal in the act, he never gets a second chance at the role.